visiting with PCM head boys basketball coach Tony Ford. Coach, you know, we talked about your postseason play a little bit. You guys, you know, your first game were able to beat Van Buren County in kind of a lopsided game there, and then a game against Grandview Christian on Thursday night that really came down to the last few minutes against a number five ranked Thunder team. Can you kind of talk about those two games, and especially on Thursday's night's contest?
You bet. So we started with Van Buren, obviously, and I was a little nervous about them. I knew they had full court press us the whole game, and they shot a lot of threes. Going into the game, I didn't really know how tall they were. They didn't have a roster size in there, and I couldn't find anything online. So I was like, oh, man, if they have a couple of tall guys, I'm not going to know it. So there's a lot of question marks on that game, and we had planned best way to, you know, just take care of the ball against the press and get down and take our time with patience and get the shots that we wanted and make sure they didn't get open looks at threes. And we were kind of peaking towards the end of the year. I thought we were playing our best basketball for sure in February. We were getting healthier and the guys were just kind of dialing in and the chemistry was coming along well. And they executed the game plan that night, and Mr. Van Gorp got his 1,000th point, which was nice for him to get that burden off his shoulders. I knew it was kind of in the back of his head. So before we got to play Grandview Christian, we wanted to get that taken care of. And we watched a lot of film on Grandview Christian. Obviously, the first time we played them, they spanked us. And the second time, we had the lead at halftime. So we knew we were getting closer to figuring them out. We had a game plan that we kind of followed from the second game and maybe just executed it a little bit better and executed our offense a little bit better on the other side. And it really did come down in the last couple of minutes. And I couldn't be more proud of the seniors that were out there playing. And, you know, Chase and Alex got mixed in there too a little bit. And they just did fantastic as a team.
You know, what are you kind of – you have a team like Grandview Christian on the ropes, you know, with just about 3 minutes to play. You know, kind of what as a coach you got to go through with your guys going, you know, we belong here. Obviously, it didn't quite turn out the way you guys wanted to. But how do you kind of coach that kind of situation?
We were really looking at one possession at a time. We weren't letting anything bug us, you know, whether it be fouls or them making a basket. That was possession. And when we got the ball, we were going to take care of that possession and then vice versa. And then once we got to, I would say, you know, we survived any wave from them in the third quarter. We kind of stretched out our lead a little bit in the third. And that's when I think it really wasn't, do we belong here? It's we do belong here. And we can win this game, and we believe it. And then, you know, the ball just bounced a couple ways against us in the fourth quarter, and they got some calls and made a couple baskets. And unfortunately, they weren't going our way. But I really think that we belong there, and I think the guys do too. They just played fantastic with so much confidence together.
You know, what do you kind of take away from overall, you know, last season? You look at, you know, PCM losing to Des Moines Christian in that game there, but then this season, you know, winning the first sub-state game and then the second game awfully close to beating Grandview Christian to now reaching that next step. You know, what does that kind of propel you a little bit into the off season?
You know, the group last year started to build our new program for us. And, you know, they're putting standards in place, really, is what I think. And this year, this group, they put another set of standards in place, and so everybody that comes up behind them, the expectations are getting higher and higher. And I think with players setting those standards, the guys that watch that happen, whether they're at the JV level or if they're in the stand watching, they know this is what's expected. And I think that's why we're getting better every year, is because those guys that graduate are setting the bar really high for the guys behind them.
You know, you look at the senior class, some guys that you're losing that have definitely been pretty big pillars of this PCM basketball program, especially since you took over. You know, can you kind of just talk briefly about that senior group and what those guys meant to you?
Yeah, they're outstanding humans. You know, you think about Keller Vandalin, where he was when I first saw him as a sophomore. He was just kind of struggling to find his way into some varsity minutes, and he just took ownership of his game, and he became a gym rat, and there's really no better thing than you can provide it than when a player gives an example to the others of, like, this is how you get better. This is how you get better. And I think that's what he meant to us as a captain. And, you know, he managed adversity well, too. Then you look at our point guard, Caleb DeVries. You know, that guy is just – he's an ultimate competitor, scared to get hard on his teammates and then demand more out of them. Team time, he's just not calling them out. He's like, hey, we want you to do this, and this is why. He's – He's a great leader for us. He has been ever since I've known him, since he was a little kid. He just has a competitive spirit in him that brings out the best in all of us. And I'd say, you know, Gavin Van Gorp kind of speaks for himself. The guy is just an offensive machine. I think he could put a basketball down for a year and pick it up and just drain 10 three-pointers and find his way to the rim. He's just a guy it's easy to rally around. He has like a, I don't know, just kind of a weird spirit about him that makes you just love the guy. And then, you know, we have Brevin and Gavin Durod, the twins. Those are just, and Pete Kiernan, just glue guys for us. And then, you know, Jake Winters, he's been such a big deal. He was a guy that just kind of, you knew he was good, and then you just had to get him to believe in himself. And then once he did, he took off, and he had a great game last night too. Definitely the best of his season. So that senior group just kind of pulled through for us. They were really good for us in PCM.
Coach, you know, obviously teams change from year to year, and this is now your second full year as head coach that you've just completed. You know, kind of about this group specifically, what was so special about this group?
You know, they know this. I told them this word. When they came out of the football season, we were a mess. You know, we had high expectations for a football season, and then the way they lost, I know it really kind of beat on their head a little bit, made it hard on them, and their bodies were beat up. We had a break between football and basketball, and I asked them to turn it on right away, and that was a high demand, and, you know, they weren't quite ready, and we had to manage through some of those things. And then, you know, just getting healthy, getting right, and then, you know, a lot of sickness, a lot of injuries. It was just a really, really hard season to manage through, and it took every single one of those guys on our roster to win the games that we did. I know we were up at Greene County, and Chase had a leg lock up on him. Alex had a leg infection, and I think somebody else was sick, and we had a rolled ankle, and it was like, oh, my gosh. And I think we played 14 or 15 guys that game, and it took all of them to win that game. So it's kind of that game, I think, kind of sums up what this team's all about. And as Cutler always says, it's a family. And I agree. Like when I look at our team, it's like we had to pull together when it was really tough, and that's what this team meant to me. We were just a really hard working family.
Well, Coach, kind of before we close, you know, you recently were selected and honored for a Rising Coach Award from the Iowa Basketball Coaches Association. Can you talk briefly about kind of what that means to you and what that honor represents?
Yeah, so it really means a lot. And I think why it means a lot is because it represents the two teams that I've coached at PCM. It represents our community. It represents our administration. You know, the gym thing always comes up. We always want another gym, and I've heard it a million times. I would take this administration, this community, and this team that I coach with over a new gym any day. So we move on with what we have, and it's pretty great. And I told the players, I said, no individual award happens without great men or great people around them. And that's what I've had. And so I share that award with them, and I think it means a lot to our program.
Well, Coach Ford, I appreciate your time as always and all season long, you know, and congrats on a great season and, you know, already looking forward to next year.
Yeah, I really appreciate you covering PCM, and I love talking to you.